Thank you.
The next case is agenda item number two. It is PR 2023-008786, and specifically application SD 2024-0035, preliminary and final plat. It's JAG Planning and Zoning, Juanita Garcia, agent for Simeon Guzman, requesting the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of Lot 13, Unit 1, Mountain Highlands at High Desert, zoned R-1D, located at 13309 Pinot Ridge Place Northeast, between Pinot Pond Court Northeast and Cherry Sage Northeast, containing approximately 0.8432 acres. Property owners are Simeon Guzman and Chandel, I believe, Martinez. And the request is to modify a building envelope. Ms. Garcia, you are already sworn in from a previous hearing. Please give us a brief explanation of this application.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. So we are here today, the property owner, on behalf of the property owner would like to have the building envelope on his property modified. So this is a lot located within High Desert. And in the High Desert area, they are limited to a 12,000 square foot building envelope, which limits the area of their construction, their activity. And so the property owners had obtained a wall permit through the city and not realizing it was outside of the building envelope. Which requires the modification to the building envelope. Prior to coming here to the city for this final action, the property owner did have to go to the Homeowners Association, the High Desert Homeowners Association, for their review, consideration, and approval. And they did grant that approval, and it's included in the application. The size of the building envelope will still remain at 12,000 square feet. It's just reconfigured. And so with this reconfiguration, we're hoping to have the preliminary and final plat approved.
All right, thank you for that. Looking now for any members of the public who are here to speak on this, including anyone representing the Homeowners Association. I do not see anyone meeting that description in the hearing room now, so we will proceed to members of the DFP specialty. I appreciate your brevity on this. Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
This is David at the Water Authority. I have no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement, Ms. Wolfley today.
Yeah. Jolene Wolfley representing code enforcement. The property is on R1D and is located within the High Desert Character Protection Overlay Zone, CPO5. The proposed changes remain within a maximum 12,000 square foot required building envelope. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Thank you. Moving now to Parks and Rec, Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no objections to this request. Thanks.
Okay. Now to hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. The justification to allow no sidewalk or landscape buffer is acceptable. We have no objection.
Thank you. Moving now to planning, who speaks?
This is Robert Webb with planning. We just needed a couple minor things. I will add our standard conditions to the chat for you. Primarily, we needed the DHO determination detail added to the plat if the request is approved. Some of our standards that I'll put in the chat are adding the application number to the plat before final sign-off, sending in a copy of the AGIS-approved DXF file and adding the date of the DHO approval onto the plat.
Okay. And Mr. Rodenbeck, can you scroll and see if we've already, if there's already a written DHO determination or proposed determination on the plat?
J. Roger Webb is taking care of that.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Campbell, I don't think we've added that on the plat yet. We, in this particular case, it was not done ahead of time.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. And Mr. Webb, was that it? And you're going to add things to the chat. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'll add that right now.
Okay. There were no members of the public to speak on this. So Ms. Garcia, do you have any final comments?
I do not. I do know that the property owner, Simeon Gomez Guzman, is here today. I'm not sure if he wanted to add anything.
Mr. Guzman, your agent has done her usual excellent job, but if you wanted to add something, I could swear you in and you could speak. And hearing nothing, I will presume that he is not interested in speaking, and that's fine. In this matter, the PR 2023-008786 and SD 2024-0035 preliminary and final plat, which involves the modification of a building envelope retaining its size, the DHO approves this request because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM with the following requirements or the following conditions: that you add the application numbers to the plat before final sign-off, add the DHO determination detail to the plat, which determination is that the change to the sidewalk is determined to comply with the IDO and the EPM and is not in conflict with other laws or rules, and that you also include a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file has to be submitted prior to final sign off of the plat. With that, and without any further comments, this matter is approved and this matter is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.